the wrong person to ask. Ask me for the measure of rose water and baklava, how to butter each layer of phyllo away from the corner so it holds itself apart under heat, or the exact crush of pistachio, fine as rubble, not yet dust. Ask why the man squatting on our roof in the worst sun of Ramadan refused even a sip of my water, waved it away like a drink offered in rain. Ask about the fountain out back, its patter of stray drops against sidewalk, the devil's music. Hichi, he'd said, I want nothing. Ask me how to speak one kind of English at school and another at home. Ask about the cherry tree at the bottom of the garden and the only time I remember it in fruit, my father smiling, pulling me from the cleft of its branches in darkness. Ask about the bars on my bedroom window. Ask me how many sugar cubes I could slip into my chai before Mama Bazorg noticed. 4. Ask about giving live chicks in a cardboard box as a get-well gift for a child with chicken pox. Ask why the baker mixed the dough for Barbarie in an old claw-footed tub before feeding stretched handfuls into the mouth of the fire. Ask about the army of ants, daytimes, and the scattering of cockroaches, nights, how they can fly into dreams. Ask about Khadije and Enola, their mud-walled hut squat in our rose garden, tending the Shomal house and their sealed mouths for 25 years. Ask me about chicken soup for a childhood cold, the beheading of a bird for my benefit, the refusal to open my mouth in gratitude. Ask how the grandfather clock of a samovar, its bubble and hiss, marks out time in the house. Ask me how to tarof, how to say no when you mean yes. Ask about my amme, the warmth of her arms around my skinny frame, her language that seeped across my tongue. Ask how I can have forgotten Farsi and the sound of her voice bidding me night after night to sleep, to let the day go. Ask me how to listen.